We're gonna slow it down a little bit. There's a artist, Keith Corbett, who I noticed on Reverb Nation. I tend to feature artists from Reverb Nation. We have a little partnership going, and I wanted to give him a little bit of play. This song is called "Pardon My French," and I want to hear some opinions on it. You can hit me on Twitter at Spate Magazine. You can hit me on Facebook, Spate Magazine also. So, let me know what you think.
Your hand against mine, intertwined. Feels like my little piece of heaven, and I don't wanna be without it. Your head against mine, chest suggests this man gon' need a heaven. Girl, I'm all about it. Whoa. Can't imagine life without it. No, 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 no. Think you had enough to ask how it feels. So fucking good, fucking good. It feels better. Fucking good. Fucking good, fucking good. It feels better. Part of my French. Your lips against mine. It's more addictive than any cigarette. You smoke, oh, oh Lord, yeah. Make me wanna make a move. To the moment, 'cause I know, yeah. Tomorrow you promised, babe, you had enough to ask how it feels. It feels good. I know you feel the same way. Oh, you just can't fake all the screaming. Think you had enough to ask how it feels. So fucking good, fucking good. It feels better. Fucking good. It feels better. Part of my French. So fucking good, fucking good. It feels better. Fucking good. Feels better.
Yes. Why don't we get into another one by Keith Corbett?
I've had a moment with a dancer that it was a dope dealer. 'Cause it makes more sense to me. That's too why I'm addicted. So go girl, go girl, go girl, go girl. that you go, go. That you ain't gotta move slow, girl. Slow, girl, slow, girl, no, girl.
Yes, that was Go Girl by Keith Corbett. He's a dope artist, man. I saw him on Reverb Nation. He has a show coming up this month. I think it's this month. I'm going to find out. I'm going to put it out on social media. Check out this one, too. This one is called Owe Me.
Girl, we got... Come here, girl, we got business. The sticky got me up in my zone. Saying anything I can to get your at home. What I do to that body, you won't leave me alone. I can turn you up, body, another song for real. But girl, I want you to want it. And known again in the morning. Girl, I couldn't let you go without you knowing that.
What's going on, man? This is 203. Who's in the building?
Mr. Donald Wayne King.
What's good, my brother?
Not much, man. Just calling in, man, seeing what's going on.
That's what's up, man. So maybe for the people that don't know who you are, maybe you can tell them a little bit about you.
Well, I'm from Bronx, New York. I'm a jazz musician, R&B. I kind of touch on a lot of different genres of music. I've been playing from the age of 12. I play several instruments. Bass guitar is my main, and I had also played a six-string electric guitar and some drums.
Okay. All right. So, there's a lot of music out here. There's a lot of jazz music that people can listen to. What kind of separates your music from what's out right now?
Well, I tend to go towards fusion because it's a mixture of all music, and because I have a large resume because I used to play professionally at the age of 15. I was playing in clubs. I played R&B mostly, and we also played jazz. We even played a tune by... Jeff Glauber Fusion. He's one of the piano players, one of the top jazz pianists that really inspired me and my band. So we played a lot of his music, but we played R&B, one of our choices was Cameo. We played some Parliament. We played a lot of R&B back in the day. So with that said, I usually mix some of that in my music, you know, some of the funk from that. And, you know, that kind of sets me aside from the rest because I don't sound like everyone else, basically.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool. So who are some of the people that you listen to? I know you mentioned Jeff Lover Fusion, but who are some of the artists that inspired you to do jazz music?
Well, Marcus Miller, back in the day, and Stanley Clarke were my heroes at the time, but a new guy that came in on the scene I didn't know too much about, his name is Victor Wooten, and he's a very good bass guitar player. He's phenomenal. He's awesome. He does a lot of different things, and he sets himself kind of like in a little, you know, area by himself because he plays a lot different than the other bass players. A lot of stuff is not easy. If you try to mimic him, it's not easy to do. And I know I think he's one of my top as well, you know, along with Stanley and Marcus Miller. All of these guys are the guys that inspired me to play bass. And I really like what they are doing and what they're doing today, you know. Also, being that I also play guitar, another artist, you know, the late, great Jimi Hendrix is another, you know, artist that really inspired me. And so I mix everything up, you know, and that's how I play. I kind of mimic some of them to a point. And it's habit because I listen to them so much. So I had a fan of mine say that I sound like Marcus Miller. And then I had someone say when I play the guitar, say I sound like Carlos Santana. You know, he's another artist, electric guitar player that I like. So I don't know. It's like, you know, you're inspired by many people. And that's how I basically compose my music, you know, by listening to others.
Okay. All right. So why don't we just take a second and let the people hear what you do. I got this song called Two Bass. I'm going to play it right now. And then we'll come back. All right?
Yep.
Thank you.
cut. I like that one. We
Thank
are
you,
back.
thank you.
I have Donald Wayne King, bass player extraordinaire, on the line. He has a lot of music on Spotify and Google Play. You can go check it out. Just put in Donald Wayne King and everything will pop up. Do you have any projects that you're currently working on right now, something new?
Yeah, I'm working on a new EP. Right now, I'm putting some R&B, a little mixture of everything on it, and put it out for the masses.
All right. So when you go in the studio, how long does it take you to put together a song? Is it something you do? You do a song in one day, or you do it in pieces? How's your production process?
I try to do a few songs in one day. It might take me, several hours. I mean, it could take me, 6 hours, 8 hours. It depends on, if I don't like something, I might go back in and change it, and that's when, it starts to build up in time. But it doesn't take that long. Depends on the flow, how you feel. That's why you have to relax when you're composing music. And you can't have, it's like you have to be in a locked room. And you stay in that room and no one can bother you. And you basically, you begin to create. I like to first listen to other people before I even go into the studio. And then after that, I create from that. I create from what I hear. And then I come up with my own stuff.
Oh, okay. So it kind of motivates you to create when you hear other people's music.
Yes, I can take a song and listen to it. Of course, come up with a total different song, but because of what I heard, it's a vibe, and I vibe off of it, and then I create.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to me. I know that you've worked with some singers before, so is that something you're going to do more in the future? Are you going to do a lot more R&B?
Yeah, currently looking at, it's a singer that's out here in Connecticut that I'm going to talk to, and I'm also probably going to, audition several others. But right now, there's one I'm going to find out, and give that person a chance to shine, and then we'll begin writing, for that person. And
okay, so for the singers that are listening, how can they contact you if they want to work with you?
Well, they could contact me through my website, and Spate Magazine. They can get on Spate Magazine and say, they want to, work with me, and we go that route, go from there.
Okay. All right, so I got another song, Joy, that I want to get into. We're going to play that right now.
Thank you.
I got Donald Wayne King in the building. You can check him out on his website, DonaldKingMusic.com. And we're just talking about jazz music, and we're talking about his inspiration. And we still got some more of his music for you to check out. But what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just, you know, like I said, I'm trying to, you know, get my music out to the masses. And, you know, being that I've been in the game for a long time, you know, and basically just coming back because I was, I never really got too much into recording because I played live a lot. I played, you know, for fashion shows and I did parties. I did even block parties back in the day in the Bronx. Now it's like, it's a different world now. You know, everything went digital. It used to be more of a CD world, was no longer that way. Everything's digital, so I'm trying to get used to that feel too, you know. So I guess everything's probably going to be digital, you know. Probably won't even see another CD anymore, you know. So, but because people are saying, you know, hey, man, I want to see a cover. You know, they want me to come up with the CD with the cover, you know. And I said, well, I don't know if that's, you know, a good idea anymore, that, you know, the CD deal, because now it's going to fade anyway. So it's like if you're going to invest in something that's going to change, it's not a good idea. So.
Yeah, everything is on Spotify and iTunes everybody has a phone now. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, everybody listens.
That's the good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it saves money too. It saves money because they don't have to put out all that plastic.
Yes, and that there you go. And you know, it also is better for the environment. Everybody's going green, you know.
Yeah, it's way better for the environment.
Oh yeah, I'm with that. I'm with the green thing. You know, I follow that. I think it's important. I mean, because you know, the environment is important to our you know, our kids. You know, we have to do good so when they're growing up, they don't have to be in, you know, stuck in some kind of dark smog or something around us. We have a lot to do with the environment, so we need to put a stop to what we do now. So I'm with that. Digital sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. So are you looking to perform in the tri-state area, or you looking to do some events, up-and-coming events?
Well, I've been asked to do one, but right now, I'm kind of concentrating on recording. And once I've completed what I need to complete, then, yes, I will start going out there and hit the stage, which there are a lot of people that want to hear me on and see me on stage. It's like a big must now that I must do because I have so many people that want to see me perform and play that bass there. The bass, and a lot of people now seeing that I, you know, I've been jumping on the guitar and doing things with that too, and they like it. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to go wherever the fans tell me to go, you know. I'm probably going to do New York, possibly first, you know, and if not, it will be, and you know, here where I reside now in Connecticut. So it goes by, you know, what I can get into first or what, you know, the manager can get me into, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. I got one more song that I want to get into. It's called My Guitar. Again, if you're just tuning in, we have Mr. Donald Wayne King, bass player and music producer, produces R&B, all types of music. So if you want the next R&B hit, you can also hit him. But I'm gonna get into this song right now called My Guitar. Again, if you're just tuning in, we got Donald Wayne King in the building. You can check him out on www.donaldkingmusic.com, and you can listen to his music in iTunes and Google Play and Spotify, Tidal. What else? What do they have? iTunes Music now. I'm sure there's some stuff
Amazon,
there. Yeah, Amazon.
Django.
So pretty much everywhere. Pretty much everywhere, Django. And so I definitely appreciate you calling in. And is there anything else you want to say to the people?
Well, basically, I just would like to, put my music out there to the masses, and hope everyone enjoys it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. So when is your next EP coming out?
Well, probably I'm thinking right now in August, probably in the middle of August.
Middle of August, okay. All right, so people look for that. Donald King's new EP. If you like jazz music, he's definitely a great musician. You can definitely get a variety of tunes. Like he said, he's working on some R&B stuff, so you can get a little mixture. So thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate your time. And I'm going to close the show with one of your songs, Two Bass. We're going to get that out, play it one more time. All right. Thanks
All right.
for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. We had my brother Donald King, Donald Wayne King, in the building. You can visit his website, www.donaldkingmusic.com, and listen to all the great music that's up there. He's an amazing musician, plays bass, guitar, and a couple other instruments. So keep checking us out, man, and support our sponsor, Audible. You can go down a free trial at audible.spateradio.com. You can download some free audiobooks, and if you don't like reading, it's perfect for you, you know. Thank you. Keep checking us out. We'll be back next week. Later.